So let's get started doing about half an hour meditation, and that'll be followed by announcements and talk. So if you'd like to get yourselves nice and comfortable, again, please make sure your mobile phones are turned off. Because if they go off when someone's just about to get enlightened, ooh, it's really bad karma. It's almost as bad karma as not buying a ticket to the Global Conference on Buddhism. So, closing your eyes and going inside. We often send our mind outside, always going outside of things, never coming home, coming inside. And when we have a weekend, we always leave our home instead of staying inside of it. In meditation, we stay home. First of all, home inside your body. How do you feel? Can you make your body more comfortable? And if you want to move your bottom, move your legs, move your torso, just to get it more comfortable, please do so. And once you've got yourself into a comfortable bodily posture, in other words, you can't get more comfortable by moving, then pay attention to the most prominent feeling in your body. Whatever that prominent feeling is, see how you can relax it. If it's a sound, make peace with the sound. See if you can just let things be. So Rod's mobile phone is going. Relax the body as deeply as you can. When I have to meditate in noisy places, I imagine a bubble around me. In my bubble, it's quiet and peaceful. It's like my cave. And I can hear sounds outside, but I don't pay attention to them. Instead, I pay attention inside. Making peace, being kind, being gentle with whatever I'm aware of right now. You find it's the reaction we have to disturbances which causes the problem. Not the disturbance itself. And when we let things be, we find our body relaxes. When we get upset, our body tenses. So the relaxation meter in your body, being mindful of that, will show you how much you're letting go, by how relaxed you are, how at peace you are.
feel your body relax. Sometimes the body is very tense. See if you can imagine it like an elastic band which has been pulled tight. And now you let go of both ends. So nothing is pulling you. And you're holding nothing tight, no pressure anywhere. If you feel any pressure, imagine the pressure just diminishing. So your whole body feels loose. And if there is any irritation anywhere, focus on it. Be mindful of the irritation. And relax it. Mindfulness gives you feedback. And the feedback shows you whether you're relaxing or whether you're tightening up. Whatever relaxes your body or later your mind, that is letting go. And I continue to relax my body until I feel the delight of relaxation. That particular pleasure of a body which is at ease and free and peaceful and tingly. once the body is really relaxed, then you can let it go. But if you're still thinking a lot, stay with your body. Physical feelings actually are far, far stronger than the thoughts. And they bring you into a reality which is beyond thinking. How does your body feel? What's it like to be hot, to be cold? What's it like to be here? So not thinking about it, it's being with the feelings of the present. So you know your body, you don't think about it, you know it. And when the body's really relaxed, I can let it go. And I've just spent 5 or 10 minutes practicing mindfulness and letting go. Now I'm ready to do the same with my mental world. I'm aware and I let go. The past and the future are just like these tensions pulling me to the past or pulling me into the future through fear. Fear of what might happen or fear that I've done something wrong or something wrong happened to me. It takes trust to let go. So just try trusting, letting go. Let the past look after itself. Let the future evolve from this present moment. The place where your future is being made right now. Care about this right now. If you make this moment as peaceful, as kind, as gentle as you can, then you are doing the very, very best for your future. Don't worry about the future. Be aware of the place your future is being made. And open your heart to this moment. So know it should be like this or it should be like that. This is the reality of now. Make peace with it. Be kind. Be gentle. And you'll find you're becoming more and more peaceful. Just like the relaxation meter in your body, you have a peace meter in your mind. How peaceful you are. How still. How quiet. Can you notice that? And you see when you make peace, be kind, be gentle, that peace meter gets deeper into stillness and contentment. And that feels blissful. Just being ever more peaceful. as you calm down more and more, you find yourself just becoming aware of your breathing, the last thing which is moving. You just be with your breathing, the natural way, you know, breath going in, breath going out. Not watching at any part of the body, but just knowing the breath going in, the breath going out. Nice and simple and peaceful. Gives you something to feel instead of think.
Getting close to the end of the meditation. How do you feel? What was this meditation like? How peaceful did you get? And what does peace of mind feel like? And where did this come from? This feeling of peace. It came from making peace, from kindness, from gentleness. Now ring the gong 3 times. Please listen to every sound from the gong. And when the last chime vanishes, that's the signal to come out from your meditation. Very good. So those listening online, we're just going to have a 5-10 minute break of our live streaming. So don't go anywhere. I'll be back soon. All those overseas. And we have some announcements, yeah.
Thank you, Ajahn, for the peaceful time. Thank you for the wonderful meditation. Together with Ajahn Brahm today is Venerable Mudita. Today I have a few announcements. Tomorrow at 9 a.m., there will be a workshop to decorate lanterns. This is a good time to test your art-making skills. All you need to do is bring yourselves. And guess what? Your art will be put on display on Sunday. So come along for decoration of lanterns, and we will be placing the lanterns around the Vihara grounds for Sunday, Vesak Day. If you're here for the first time or if you're not sure what Vesak Day is, Vesak is a very special time for Buddhists. It's like Christmas, Good Friday and Easter all in one time. It's the birth, the enlightenment, and the death of the Buddha. So we celebrate Vesak Day. And we have a full program from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. If you want to know what's going to happen on Vesak Day, we have this flyer at the entrance. At 4:30, we will have, well, we'll start with 9 a.m. with the taking of the 5 or the 8 precepts. And we have programs right to 10:30, where we have offering of dana and then free time, followed by shared meal for lay people. At 3 p.m., there'll be a Dharma talk by Ajahn Brahm, followed by chanting and a play by the Dharma school. At 10 to 5, 4:50, we will have the 5 precept ceremony, followed by welcoming new Buddhists by Sangha and committee members at a reception from 5 to 6. If you can't come for the whole day, come for a few sessions, but do come for the circumambulation at 6:30 to 7:30. That's a very beautiful ceremony where we walk around the park, three times around the park with candles and flowers in silence. So have a look at the program. It's outside the door. It's on the door. On Monday, we have another special event, and that is Tai Chi followed by meditation at the Fremantle Esplanade. Our trifolds at the reception counter or by the door. Have a look at the program. We start at 2 p.m., 30 minutes of Tai Chi, followed by meditation in the park. This will be led by Ajahn Sujato, followed by Q&A. So bring your cushions, bring your blankets, and have a lovely time meditating in the park in Fremantle. On Wednesday, 3rd of June, we have the 8 Precept Day. 9 Global Conference on Buddhism. Early bird ticket ends on the 31st of May. That's Sunday, on Vesak Day. So if you haven't bought your tickets already, please buy your tickets before the price go up. We will be having booths selling tickets on Sunday. We will be having many sessions, and you can buy your booth, your tickets throughout the day. When you buy your tickets at Dhammaloka, you will get a discount. So if you haven't already bought your tickets, please buy your tickets today and Sunday. After Sunday, the early bird special ends, and the tickets will go up to the usual price. We also have car decals free with the purchase of your tickets. Petition to the City of Stirling. If you want to have easy parking on, around the park, please sign the petition. It's to relocate the small trees that have been planted around the park. You know, small trees will grow into big trees, and you won't be able to park around the park, and it'll be very difficult for all of us to attend our Friday night sessions. Since we're having a break, any questions about anything? Any questions about the 9GCB? Any questions about Vesak Day? No questions?
Members, people like Cecilia, or there's a big umbrella out there which has the sale of the greatest conference on Buddhism coming in soon. Great thing to do, and it's really important. All the people who help support the Buddhist Society of West Australia by buying your tickets makes lots of good karma. And if you don't buy your tickets, that's a lot of bad karma. So be careful. Don't say you weren't warned. Actually, to support our conference, because people have gone to a lot of trouble organizing this, and it's going to be really flashy in the Perth Convention Center, and all the A-list of Buddhists and professors throughout the whole world are going to be there. And by the A-list, I mean A for Ajahn Brahm, A for Ajahn Sujato, A for Ajahn Bhamani. These are the A-list of monks and nuns as well, the Aya Hasapanya. So I have all these incredible people coming over there. And even one of my friends, the first Buddhist I ever met in England, he's coming too. He became a professor of physics at Queen Mary, a really under Stephen Hawking's. So you get to see what's happening, the interface between science and Buddhism, the fundamental understanding of the nature of this world, and the embracing view of Buddhism, how they all come together, and how a professor of physics at Queen Mary College in London could also be a Buddhist, and also be my mate. We used to go around in Cambridge hunting ghosts. He was also the treasurer of the Psychic Research Society in London. Wow, that's cool. But if you don't buy your tickets, you'll miss all of that. So anyway, those tickets are available, so please get them. I did ask the someone to please give me a list of all the BSWA members who haven't bought a ticket yet. You will be busted. Okay, now just pushing it a little bit. So we can start the talk now, I think.
Yes.
The live streaming is on.